Okay. So I have a tiny pussy.
Wow, you're like
we can get on the mic. I've talked about it on many podcasts.
We talked about it again, but I didn't think vaginismus was about the actual size. I thought it was about the muscles contracting.
No, it's not about the actual size. It is about the muscles.
No, but you're like medically diagnosed as super tight,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's I'm hot. Medically tight pussy.
It's so funny.
Wait, but is vaginismus a thing that's forever? Do you kind of get over it?
So it's like kind of both. Like you can do physical therapy that makes it like. That makes it better, but I always still kind of get it again when I go to get my like pap.
Sure.
A lot of like Muslim girls.
You're not really
like,
ready to open up.
Like a lot of women who are like brought up with a lot of like stigma around sex. It's like right. Very common. Yeah, Orthodox Jewish. Muslim, like a lot of
like know. Intensely religious communities.
Yeah, yeah which is yeah. Which is every time like when I was like doing my physical therapy, they would be like, so religious trauma, and I was like, no, I'm just kind of anxious. I don't know. I guess I watched a lot of movies. That I know it was gonna hurt.
I know because that is weird. Because usually it is like
it's like religious trauma. I know that literally every single time I would like go to get it treated.
My childhood like, prepped me to have the loosest, wettest pussy in the game. I was like, I was jacking off to the movie Election when I was like 10. Like I saw it on HBO.
I was, yeah.
You jerked up. Wait, like the Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
Because she fucks the teacher?
Yes, and it got me really excited. And I was just watching really inappropriate movies. I was absolutely primed to not have vaginismus, is what I'm saying.
That makes sense.
The reason we got onto this topic of conversation is because... we're good. It's a hot mic.
Welcome to Basic Training, a podcast for people that need help.
Well, podcast for people with a little tiny pussy.
I know, I'm like, y'all need help more than anyone.
And we have some friends this week. We have Elise Morales and Millie Tamarez. Yes.
Hello. Hello. Welcome. Yeah. So excited.
The host of Go Touch Grass.
Yes. Go Touch Grass, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, wait, so now we'll talk about it.
We need to touch grass in this room. But
yeah,
okay.
Well, you need to touch something. and also, so the premise is basic training. I feel like you guys probably need it more than most.
You know what? Okay, well, I'm glad we're getting off to this, like, cool, fun friend start. Like, I'm glad we're so comfortable with each other that we've been talking about this.
Okay, because now you're going to talk about your sopping wet pussy.
It is sopping wet today, actually, just okay. In a different way.
Okay.
I, once again, people, if you've been listening for a while, you know that I have this little dirty little habit of just forgetting to put in a tampon. Yeah. Like, just really forgetting and, like, ruining jeans on the monthly. And I walked in today, I'm just verging on my period, okay? I think it's going to be fine. But I just know it's supposed to come today. I walked in and I made a comment like, oh, shit, I forgot again. This lovely lady decides, oh, no, I have a tampon. Don't worry, I'll grab it for you. And she pulls out this little Tic Tac.
Sorry.
This is a blunt.
Sorry. Like,
That's a joint. That's a joint. You don't even know what joints are.
What's
I'm sorry, guys.
A blunt is like a cigar wrap.
Bigger.
Oh, sorry. It's a joint.
Yeah.
Okay, so bigger. First of all, you're not going to roast my co-host about her tight little pussy. I told you.
Listen,
it was medically, she got medically diagnosed with tight pussy.
This is the smallest. I didn't know who was buying these when
girl,
I saw them.
It's me.
Listen, you know what I mean?
Congratulations.
Economical. Okay, mm-hmm. Environmentally friendly.
Get it. Go ahead.
Gets right up in there.
Right up in there.
I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
And works okay. For my beautiful, tight, little, snug little hole.
Yeah, for my medically tight. Love the word snug for a vagina. And we don't need
snug enough. In there.
Snug and tiny and you're not going to roast my friend. No, it's body not- shaming.
You're right.
On basic right. Training.
You're right.
It gets up right up in there with my Nuva ring and they're hugging each other.
I got pregnant on a Nuva ring.
You did?
So did I.
Be careful.
Oh, shit.
Wait, because it's just not, is it like not a great form of birth control?
It's just, it takes a lot of knowing when to take it in, take it out, you know what I mean?
I'm not going to, you know, I'm still using the Nuva ring, but yeah, I did also get pregnant on a Nuva ring.
It happened.
Oh, so
we're really going there. We don't even we
jumped
no
in.
Icebreaker. Yeah. We're just going to all Elise's.
What's an
entire medical history?
Yeah, I know. No.
Wait, but okay, Jesus. But let's tell the listeners about your podcast.
Yeah.
Before we get into ours.
Okay.
Our podcast is called Go Touch Grass. It is the podcast where we log in
so you can log off,
and we break down like influencer drama, niche TikTok drama, what people are yelling about on Twitter,
yeah.
the discourse. We have an episode out today where we talk about the
$50,000
scam cut article.
From the cut.
I haven't read it yet because I'm kind of saving it for like a rainy day where
it's,
I know it's going to be.
It's very good.
But like the thing is about our podcast is like you don't have to read it. We'll kind
we'll
of
do it, because yeah.
we'll recap the thing. We'll talk about what every like all the different arguments about it. And then we'll give our perspective, which is what, you know, some people.
Which is the correct perspective.
Which is the only right perspective.
We come down on the definitive. We solve it.
Yeah, we solve it. We solve
everything.
We
feel the same way about our advice.
Yeah.
Have you guys touched on the who the fuck did I marry?
So
yes.
a little bit.
Yes.
Wait, I don't know about this one at all.
You don't know the 50 part. I finished it yesterday.
I can't. I need to listen to your podcast then. Okay. I can't do the whole thing.
We kind of touched on it, but it was a 50 part TikTok story. Each is 10 minutes. And it's like.
500 minutes?
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's 8 hours. It's a long, it's like
that's
8 hours.
So,
yeah.
I'm trying to do the math. That's crazy.
I know, but basically, it's this woman who, like, tells the story of her ex-husband. And it's just captivating because it's like, she's saying, like, I met this guy and this and that. But then he said this and it didn't sound right. And then it didn't sound right. And then basically, you find out he's a pathological liar. Yeah. He lies about everyone who died. And it's like, he lied about everything, but the way that she's telling it is that she's unraveling it at like she's telling it as she's figured it out herself. Because she could be like, he lied about everything, but no, she's like, so then we did this, then we did that, and he used to like take her to car dealerships all the time. It was really sick.
Rude of me! I'm so sorry. Like,
no, okay. But that's
so yeah. So then we compared it to the $50,000.
You know what story I was obsessed with, and I actually am due for a check-in now that this is reminding me of it. Were you guys following? This was like in the pandemic. The West Village squatter, the woman who like
yes, you know what?
I was obsessed with that story.
You know, I knew. The woman who's not the squatter. There's this woman who squatted this apartment. Like,
so it was a lesbian couple that owned, I think they owned a 2-bedroom in the West Village.
Yeah.
And during the pandemic, they started like, one of them was like left the city or something for like a work thing, whatever. They decided to sublet out the second bedroom of their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the misfortune of subletting it out to this like
single mom who like is a scammer.
Like a scammer who has been now, because basically what happened was like, she squatted right when the COVID eviction ban happened.
Yeah.
And then used squatting rights to basically steal this woman's home from her. Mm-hmm. Like, they can't, like,
you know what? This is ringing a bell for me.
I mean, there was, like, a full New Yorker article about it. Like, it was, I remember reading it, and it was so, the way that, like, everything falls into place, this is, like, fucked up to say, but I remember reading it and being like, I think if I was this woman, not the scammer, the one who's being scammed, I was like, I think there's a world where I would commit murder. Like, this would have it would have broken my brain. Like, the way that her home is completely taken over and taken from
by,
her. I was like,
by this woman, and she's a bitch and everything. The thing is, that woman, I don't know. Like, if you do comedy long enough in New York,
you meet every freak there is.
You meet, like, so I did, like, this woman's salon. It's like, there's so many cool, older, queer people who, like, still are in touch with the arts, and they still do like
100%.
Things in that. So I met that woman doing some kind of things like a million years ago, and she would do artist salons. And again, like she booked like my improv group that was all women of color, like, you know, older queer white lady who was just like trying to be hip with it. And like, we added each other on Facebook and all this stuff. And she was always like doing cool things for like, you know,
and then her whole fucking life.
And then, whatever. I like didn't hear from her. And then I read that West Hill. I'm like, oh my god, this is Helen. Helen.
Poor Helen.
All she was doing was like doing artist salons and like getting people together for art and this and that. And she's gay and she has her West Village place that she had for 30 years. Like, you know, she probably moved in when she was a young, broke artist and met her wife. It's just so fucked up. So, yeah, stories like that are great. We recap them.
We
compared the 52-part or the 50-part married to the 50,000 scam thing.
Gotcha.
Because it's two people who are, like, being lied to in this really intense way. But with the $50,000 scam, the response was very negative.
Everyone was like, you suck, blah, blah.
Because she framed the article as like, this could happen to anyone. I'm an Ivy League graduate who's financially literate. Like, how did this happen to me? I like like basically being like, I'm not one of these stupid people who get scammed. Right. And yet I was scammed in the dumbest way possible. Whereas right. the 50 part, who the fuck did I marry? She's very like open and honest and like, I was just in this place in my life where I was overlooking these red flags because I really wanted a relationship and I really wanted it to be me.
Yeah,
and
I mean, so Taylor's old as time.
Yeah.
You really feel for her.
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to share this. I know that I look stupid when I'm saying this. And this is embarrassing, but I'm just going to let you guys know, like, be honest about it. So in that, like, most people are pretty, like, that's why it got, like, was captivating and pretty sympathetic versus this other lady who's like, usually people are stupid and poor and lonely.
Have anyone here fallen for a scam like that?
Yeah. Yes.
Not a real scam. I put my password and like somebody emailed me and was like, it's time for you to get verified on TikTok. Put in your password and you'll be verified. And I was so psyched to be verified that I put it in and my TikTok was hacked.
No.
Yeah. Well, then you did fall first.
That was really bad. That was like, but that's like an online one, not like one where I got kicked out of my apartment.
Well, we talked about this a little bit on the episode, but I came very close to falling for one that was like, it looked like a text from my bank and it like really looked like a text from my bank and it had the last four digits of the account and they were like, did you just withdraw $2,000? If not, like, click this link. And luckily I just went and looked at the account and kind of realized that it was a scam before I clicked the link, but I was very close to clicking that link.
I famously order a lot from DHgate, which is I don't know what that is. It's the gate. It's like basically all the stuff in Chinatown, like that you see, like the really high end I don't even want to call it dupes because I do believe that they're from the same factories.
Right.
You can, it's like this app that you can connect straight to those factories. Gotcha. And like you can get anything
that seems
you want.
Like a place where your information is probably pretty tenuously stored.
Actually, I will vouch for that, but because of that, because it's from fucking China and you're getting like, I got Prada glasses, shoes, this and that. Like it takes 2 or 3 months. So there was this one period of time where I ordered like a bunch and then it would come like staggered or whatever. It was like a fun little surprise. I'm like,
that
oh,
is
I forgot
fun.
I ordered. So, but around that time I got a thing from USPS.
I got that was like, I've gotten
that. We're trying to deliver something for you.
Yeah.
You need to put in, like, we're going to re-deliver it. We're going to charge you 10 cents. And then I put my credit card information. So, and then it was like, oh, this is not USPS. But it had the logo and everything. We were saying, like, scams are getting super sophisticated.
They are.
Have you heard about the ones where somebody's family member will call them?
Yeah, and it's like they like do an AI voice.
They do an AI voice reconstruction of like, say your dad would call you and say there's been an emergency. I'm at the hospital, like I'm hurt. You need to like blah 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 wire me this money right now. And it sounds exactly like your family
member. That's so scary. When I was in college, like this was before like the AI thing, but when I was in college, I remember someone called my grandparents pretending to be me and told my grandparents that I had gone to Canada, which I went to, I'm from Vermont. So like that was actually kind of feasible that I was in Canada and had killed someone drunk driving.
Oh my God.
And was in prison and needed bail.
Did your grandparents help you?
Well, this was, so I was in class and all of a sudden, like,
I'd be low-key offended if my grandparents were like, we hung up on them.
Well,
like,
here's the thing. Here's like what was never said, but I know for a fact what happened, because so I was in class and I saw my grandparents were calling me and like they call me to say hi all the time. So I was like, oh, that's fine. And so I like rejected the call and then they called again. And I was like, someone died. So I left class. I answered and they were like, Jake, like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And they explained like what had just happened. And they were like, he didn't quite sound like you. And I was like, so it was a straight guy.
Right. Oh, I thought it was like a different gay guy.
No, it was definitely a straight guy. It was definitely a straight guy. And they were like, this is too heterosexual to be our grandson.
Yeah.
But I think otherwise they maybe could have come close. But my grandma also, like, my grandma reads like Reader's Digest and all of those random magazines where you read, like, she constantly thinks, my grandma's like one of those OG people that thinks like everyone is two steps away from being human trafficked. Like she she's been that way since like 92. Like she's just like always been that way. Okay. So I think she would have kind of sniffed out the scam anyway.
Yeah. But like call and check in or something. Like this woman, the cut woman did not.
Yeah. No, cut woman, it's like she gets a call from Amazon customer service. Amazon customer service is like, you've been implicated in crimes around the globe. And it's like, why would Amazon customers ever be
telling
you this?
You've been sending money to Jamaica and Iraq.
And Iraq. A car with blood in it was in your name was found at the border. Like, crazy stuff. They transferred her to the FTC. The FTC is like, this is a case for the CIA. They transferred her to the CIA. It's like, lady. And then the entire time she's going like, but I'm financially literate. I'm educated. And I'm like, what does financial literacy mean to you if you're actually going to think that the CIA is calling you and needs you to put $50,000 in a shoebox and give it to a guy in an SUV who's parked in front of your house? That's not financial literacy.
And that's the kind of stuff we get down on
the podcast.
On the podcast.
Great podcast.
Yeah.
Our podcast is mostly people calling in their, my wet pussy. Yeah. And secondly, like juniors in college who are so cool and hot and pretty.
Okay.
And they call in and they're like, this guy told me he wants me to die. Should I go on a second date with him? We love our callers to death. We really wish that they would take the advice of like, I don't know. What's the sayings? What are some of the blanket sayings? If you wanted to, he would.
If you wanted to, he would is the one that I thought
he
about.
He doesn't like you that much. Have some self-respect.
Mm. I feel like they know that. Like they know something.
They know that. They just want they us instinct, to like talk some sense into them.
Well, you know what I'll say to that? Is that women and people we are human beings and we are animals and we have instinct. But society and the patriarchy beats that out of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And makes us feel like your natural instincts and your things are
crazy.
If a guy hits you, if a boy hits you in class, he likes you.
Right.
Or if this and that, or men don't give emotions or this and that. And it's confusing because inside you know, this is not how I would treat someone that I like.
Right.
But you've gotten so much fucked up messaging and so much shit.
Mr. Darcy's being a dick because he loves you.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's actually the
I'm very honored to like tell these people that I feel like we know.
To get it.
That they're not crazy.
That like, they're not crazy. And also, if they're asking, if they really didn't believe that, if they really thought this guy liked them, even if he didn't, they wouldn't ask you.
They
would keep going. But like they call you
that's
because they know and all this stuff. But it's like.
But I'm honored that they call us. I
think
that
really
means
nice.
That they trust us.
Yeah.
To say these things that they feel like maybe they can't tell their friends.
It's funny that you're bringing that up because I was listening to like the most recent episode for notes. And I did have a moment where I was like, wait, people call us. Like, I can't like explain it because it's like we've been doing this for like a long time now. But like, I was like, wait, it's crazy that people call us. Like that these are
wonderful.
Like actual people that have like, they take the time.
They want
to
hear it from you.
Yeah, it is like very meaningful.
It's extremely meaningful.
Especially we freak out our two favorite, the two things that make us the most excited is, and this sounds creepy, but it's not. If they're in high school, we feel really cool. But they're high school.
Yeah,
and then
it's like the cool honor uncle.
And then
that's me.
And
I
then
am
international,
the cool uncle.
International, we go psycho mode. Like
we got
Brazil, we got Italy, we had like an we had
come
like,
to Brazil.
South African was my favorite.
Oh, the Italian one was like she was like I'm 16 and last night we were leaving the club at 4 a.m. I was like you're cooler than I'll ever be.
Why would you want our advice?
She was like we were having
you
cigarettes.
Can't even put
like,
a tampon in.
I can't. Look at our tampon as a centerpiece.
It's beautiful.
This is an episode to watch on YouTube.
It's the table's tampon.
Yeah. If you can't see it, that's because it's a microscopic tampon
for my medically tight
pussy.
Exactly.
Listen, only one of us is married here, so listen.
And how do you think
working.
I got this?
Oh my God!
I don't cook. I don't clean. But let me tell you,
I got this ring.
Hey,
nice
tight ass pussy.
All right, should we do the first call?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, great. Ooh, all right. I'm excited.
Hi guys. Okay, so I dated a guy for 6 years. End of story. Didn't work out. I'm fully moved on. It's been a year since the breakup. I initiated the breakup.
Sorry, Zina. I always do that. I check the time and then I close the phone and she's gone forever.
Okay. We're back.
I'm happy. I'm happy where my life's going. Anyways, basically, last August was my birthday and he had sent me a birthday card. Now, we had been broken up for some time when he did this. It had been a year, and he sent me a birthday card. He also sent with said birthday card a 3-page letter talking about his new job, basically giving me a life update I didn't ask for, and saying, I hope sometime in the future we can get back together, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. A 3-page letter. Come to find out, he's had a girlfriend. since, I want to say, last January, and we had broken up a couple months before then. He has a whole ass girlfriend that he had been dating for months and decided to go to the store, buy me a card, and write me a 3-page letter. Now, I did some investigating, obviously, as a girl does, and she is fully in love with this man, like, fully post him. I looked at his social media. He has nothing. It doesn't even look like he has a girlfriend. And I'm just conflicted. Do I tell the girlfriend? Do I not? I didn't do anything with the letter. I threw it away. Like, I do have a picture of the card he sent me and all the things. I do have proof. But I just, do I leave it alone? Like, I'm fully moved on from him, and I just want nothing to do with him at this point. But I just don't know what to do. Mm. Thank you.
Well, I think we can start by saying congratulations on your very tight little wet pussy.
You got
a 3-page letter.
He's been. Yeah. I'm wondering, handwritten letter, do we think? Or typed?
For a man to do any of those, I'm going to say is. I know what you mean. Like, if it's handwritten, it means more emotion. But even typed, for a man to type a letter and
either
mail
is
it,
crazy, but there's something.
Even
about,
more maniacal.
I don't know. For me, I just kind of, I did want to know visually, handwritten or
typed.
Well,
we're not going to know that. So.
I think it has to be typed. I think it has to be typed.
Yeah. When I'm thinking about this, the profile of this man and what his handwriting would be, I just feel like if you want to get your message across, it's probably typed.
Yeah. Well, okay. So.
I think immediately, absolutely, you're not telling the girlfriend. You're not involved. You broke up with this person. It's in your past.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like, I feel bad for the girlfriend, though. I'd feel bad and I'd want to know. Like, if the situation was reversed. Like, I get it. I get it. But I'm also like, but I would want to know. If you want to be a girl's girl, like, a girl's girl would say something. But I don't know. So I'll tell you about a situation I had. There was this guy I met at a party, like, in 2017. And we were always, like, flirting and stuff. Or we flirted at the party. And then I went to his friend and I'm like, oh, my God, your friend's flirting with me. And I don't know. I just, like, I'm like, is this guy really flirting with me? Or is he just being nice? You know, I can't tell. But I'm like, I go to his friend and I'm like, your friend's flirting with me. And he's like, he's not flirting with you. He has a girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I like
two completely unrelated statements.
I know. Well,
like, absolutely
that,
not
my
related.
Confidence, I guess, wasn't there because I was like, oh, maybe you're right, whatever. And my friend, anyway, this guy. So that when we were flirting, I was like, I'm going to message you on Instagram, la, 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 la. But then my friend said that he had a girlfriend, so I like left it alone. And then years later, he slides in the DMs. In the middle of the night, or and at the time I lived alone and I had a mouse in my house and I was really scared. So this guy texted me and I was like, yeah, come over.
Yeah.
And we had sex and it was bad. It was bad. It was bad. And we didn't use a condom, which was not great, but it was not whatever. Then I find out. So then whatever, he leaves. Then I find out that he's been in a relationship for 6 years.
Do we know this guy?
I don't think don't know him. He's nobody. He's literally nothing. That's why I let him have sex with me. Because he's such a loser that I had to. Felt bad. So basically so then when I found out that he had a 6-year relationship, you know, I fucking felt terrible. And I went on his page to see if I could find the girlfriend so I could message her. Or at least, you know, my friends were like, leave it alone, leave it alone, leave it alone. But I'm like, I would want to know if my guy was fucking somebody unprotected. Like, just whatever, right? Not even a tagged picture.
Damn.
They lived together 6 years, not a tagged picture. That's a fucking red flag. And I get it. Like, one end, I'm like, I get, like, you don't want all your business to be on social media if you're in a relationship, this and that. But I do feel like not posting your, my rule now is like at least once a year. At least once a year, you need to post to your partner.
I think that's valid.
Like, yeah, if you have social media that you post on at all, it is very strange to have a long-term partner who does not appear in any way, shape, or form on it. But that's kind of my feeling. I had the same reaction as you, Jake, where I was like, I think the vibe I'm getting from the call is I've moved on and I don't really want to be involved. And you're going to be involved in a big way if you contact. And also my feeling is if you are the girlfriend of this guy, it's not her fault that her boyfriend is sleazy and sends like cards and 3-page letters to people. But my feeling is she probably has some idea in her mind, given that he has a social media that she's not on at all. And they've been together six years?
No.
The original relationship was 6 years.
We've discussed that the idea that a woman could subconsciously sort of know and maybe she doesn't want to hear it or whatever. Like we have a checklist of do you tell the other person
or not? Many people call in with different scenarios of like, do you tell the other person or not? And like, it's been a different answer every time.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that this is the first time I'll ever say, I think she should tell. And I've never said that before.
After I said don't tell, I did remember like when we had Claire and Ashley on from Celebrity Member, our book club, we were talking about it. Claire said, if you fucked my husband, tell me.
But we did come up with sort of a list.
I'm forgetting like, oh, if you're the person who's the cheater with, it's right. not. Because like our whole thing was like, never do it if it's like third hand information because you don't know the circumstances.
That's very true.
But this is direct. This is direct.
I think there are a couple things that make this a good situation to just tell. One, she has written proof. She has all of the evidence.
Yeah.
If you just say, I saw him talking to somebody else or we made out at a bar. Totally. No, not good enough. You have written evidence, so you cannot be called the liar. Yeah. Okay. It has his handwriting. You never want to put yourself in a situation to be called like, you're just a jealous, crazy bitch and I'm going to make a TikTok about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to happen because you have the proof. Yeah. Secondly, they're not married. I think that's a huge deal. They're not married. They don't have a house together. They don't have kids together. This won't uplift or it won't uproot someone's life to an insane degree. Mm-hmm. They haven't been together for what? They were together for 6 years.
At max a year because the breakup of
at
a year.
Max
I guess that makes sense.
They're not posting all the time.
You're maybe preventing further damage also.
I think that you're preventing. I know you don't want to get involved. You're going to get a little bit involved. But honestly, I think this is the best possible way to do a good deed for another woman. You'll cause her pain, but you have the proof. She can't call you a liar. And I think you should just go to her and say, I really didn't want to do this. I really didn't want to get involved, but I have this. I can't stand the thought that you're going to keep being with this guy and not know that this happened. Here's all the proof.
And
please don't contact me again.
And also, that's what I'm saying. Like for me, it's like, and even my friends, when that situation happened, my friends were like, you should make a burner account and give that information and give the whatever. But
I can always find you.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm just like, also the fact that they were together for 6 years, she initiated the breakup. I'm just like, he fucked up in a real way. And like maybe during the relationship, he wasn't addressing problems that they had. And instead of figuring his shit out, he immediately jumped to something else.
Yeah.
And then is looking back in whatever. Like, so that's also
a problem pattern.
It's a problem. So I'm just like, he's never going to learn or never going to. He needs to be alone and figure his shit out. You don't need to be in a relationship every waking second of your life. You can take a break and reassess and all that shit. And I feel like he needed to do that. And this is the shit that happens when you don't give yourself the space and room to breathe and grieve and all that stuff. You're hitting up, you're writing 3-page letters to your ex, which probably the whole time they were together, she's like, I need you to do this or do that. And he was like, fuck you, whatever. Like, so now look at you.
I've always said I wish there was like a court mandated alone period for straight men in between relationships. I think that I meet too many people who I'm like, it should actually be illegal for you to go off and date somebody else right now. You are so deeply damaged and like you're inflicting such trauma.
Here's what I'll say. First of all, I had like 3 different people come to mind when you said that of like men who I just know
like
had massive breakups and then just immediately got into another relationship. I agree with the criteria that you said. So I'm going to amend my advice to say, you should tell her, but you also need to understand yeah. within yourself that when you do that, like, you are involved. Now involved. And so you need to, before you, like, go and tell her in whatever way you tell her, you need to understand, like, what your personal limits on involvement
yeah.
are going to be. Are you, like, I'm giving this information and then I'm out and I don't want to talk about it anymore?
I think that's the move.
Are you open to, we'll talk a little bit?
Yeah.
Because this person is going to be very shocked.
And or they might not care.
They might not care.
Which is another thing.
They might lash out at you. Yeah. There's a lot of different variations
on reactions.
There's a lot
of things, but...
But one could be that they could have an emotional fallout and you, like, want to talk to you all the time. And no, I think you yeah. have to figure out with yourself when you do this... Like, what is my boundary for, like, how involved I'm going to be in the fallout
100%.
Of me sending this information?
Well, to bring back the 50-part TikTok thing is, like, when she found out, when the puzzle pieces started to come together and she looked, she finally got the correct social security and she looked at his public records and found one of his ex-wives, she called her and was like, hey, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, that guy's a liar. Everything that, but like this other person who's like, I don't want to be involved with this man. I hate this man. But like, she did like hold some, was gracious enough to hold some space and talk this woman through. It wasn't calling every day. It wasn't this, but yeah, it's like that. It's like, you might have to do, or that might need to be a conversation.
I think that's a very nice thing to do.
That's a nice thing to do. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
But I do think, but I also feel like, yeah, it is nice to like...
It's girl code.
Girl code. I'm like, girl code is you fucking be like, yo, your man's hitting me up. I'm sorry. Yeah. Your man's hitting me up. I'm not entertaining it. I didn't ask right. for this. I'm over this. I love my life now. Your man's hitting me up. That's girl yeah. code.
I disagree slightly, but I do think that girl code is if I had the same experience with an ex that hurt me so much that hurt you, I should at least give you 5 minutes and tell you
yeah.
that I shared your experience.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing more healing than talking to somebody.
Like it's validating had, yeah. because again, we are gaslit
yeah.
every day.
I have like a group chat with exes of my ex.
Yeah, because we are wives. Like just this society.
There's a whole podcast. I forget. It's called The Women, I think. And it's about all of these women who dated the same guy. And then that guy ended up killing his wife. And they all like came together to like help solve the crime.
I think this is the perfect podcast for Talia. Like she might leave right now to go listen to it.
Listen, oh it's I need to be crazy. But yeah, it's about insane. All of these women who dated the same guy. And then he fully murdered his wife. And there's they things. Like. You know,
okay, that's
together.
Not gonna happen to you, caller.
No, not gonna no, happen.
No, that's not what this is.
Okay, wait.
Real quick,
like,
speaking
call.
Of burners, can I just say the best decision we ever made was getting the password to our podcast's Instagram account? Because we, a note for the listeners, we don't run our own Instagram account. Our producer does, uh-huh. and for a long time we didn't have the password, so she was responding to DMs and stuff. But she gave us the password, and because Zena, our producer, made this account under her email, when I've been blocked by an account. They block all my accounts associated with my email, but not hers.
Wow.
So I always have an account on my phone where I can see anybody who's blocked me.
Wow.
I've been using it a lot.
That's amazing.
Anyway, that's just a note. Okay, go ahead.
So tell her.
Yeah, yes, tell her.
Hi, my name is Charlotte. I love the podcast. I'm kind of a new listener.
Welcome.
But my therapist has gone on like a 3-month break. So I'm just going to voice this to you guys.
Great.
So recently, and this isn't even something I've personally been working on, but recently I've started to show more of my friends my boundaries and just make them very clear and blunt instead of being passive about them. I transferred schools my junior year, and this is my second year there. I've not made a ton of friends, but I have a lot of friends from my old school and stuff like that. And I think now I'm just like starting to be done with their bullshit. But am I in the wrong for just telling them that I don't want to do something and I'm not going to do it? And they have the freedom to go do it, but I don't want to join them. I went on a trip to New York with one of my really good friends, and she wouldn't do anything by herself. And there were things that she wanted to do that I didn't want to do, and there were things that I wanted to do by myself. And, you know, I needed breaks and stuff like that, and she was not having it. And she got really mad at me and told me that friendships are about sacrifices. And the same friend said something when I wanted, they wanted to go to a party, and I was just hanging out at their house, and I was like, no, I don't want to go, but I'll go home and you go have fun. And she got really mad at me also. And, I feel like I'm not in the wrong, but maybe I am. Maybe I need to be a more sacrificing friend. Love you guys so much. Thanks if you guys listen.
Love you too. Wait, are we about to disagree? I'm so team caller.
Her friend is my nightmare friend.
Wait.
I think there's a balance, and I feel like
that's where I'm coming down on
it. You know what I'm saying? Like everything is.
No, sorry, she's like still in the voicemail. And she's like dialing. She said that's amazing.
I'm just like, look, I get it. There are some people who are codependent and can't do anything alone and all that stuff, but like, dog, if you're my friend and if I go to shit that you want to, like, that there's a compromise, and there's something where it's like, well, I'm putting my boundaries down and I don't want, you know, and this and that. And it's just like, yeah, sure. But then you got to be okay with people are not going to want to fuck with you or invite you, or when you want to go to something that no one else wants to go to, you're going to go alone and all that. Like, you have to deal with the consequences of that. Like, it sounds, you know, I just think there's a balance, right?
I think for me, it's specifically like, it's one thing if it's like if it's like, if it's like there are two things that like at the same time, and it's like you can only do one, and like they're always being like, we're going to do my thing.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But in the situations where she's like, I don't want to do the thing that you're going to do, go with God, have fun, I'll see you after, I think is like very valid most of the time. Do you know what I mean? It's not like she's like making her do something else. It's like, I think it's weird if it's like, she doesn't want to go to a party. Why do you want her there if she doesn't want to be there? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the party one was the one where I was like, yeah, just, you don't have to go to a party that you don't want to go to. But with the, well, number one is that I feel that our caller fell into a trap that many young people fall into, which is not realizing who your vacation friends are,
yeah,
and who your day-to-day friends are.
Not understanding someone's alone time needs is tough. Like, I get on a vacation being like, I need to go take a walk for an hour. Don't come with me.
But you, like, if you're going
to
go...
You have to set those boundaries before.
Yeah. If you're going to go on a vacation with someone, you guys need to, like... You need to either already know or have a real conversation about like what your expectations of a vacation look like, because it sounds like you went on vacation with a friend who wants to be out going, doing things all the time, and that's not who you are. And like, you guys should not have gone on a trip together.
And also, I mean, this is why it looks like pretty crazy in type A to leave with an itinerary, but it's like, it's good to have a good idea of like, hey, here are things that I want to do. What would you want to do? What can we compromise? This and that. Like, that requires, but this, you know, again, this is like many years and many trips where expectations weren't met. And also, like, there are some people who I'm just also like, okay, I get it. She doesn't want to go to the party, but they sound pretty young. And I also understand, like, you want your support friend to be there with you to like help socialize and meet people, and you want to like whatever, which is fine, but it's like, you know, I feel like that, I don't think friendship is sacrifice, but friendship is compromise.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe the friends have felt like they have really been there and been that support person for the caller.
Right.
And they're not getting that reciprocation, which is, you know, fair and frustrating.
Right. I guess it's like but we're not part of the friendship. So it's like, I think it's like we have to give two sides of the advice to the caller, where it's like, if it's what Millie's described, like, you have to kind of look at yourself.
Yeah, I feel both, but I'm like, not like, oh yeah, go ahead, burn every bridge.
No. But like, I'm saying, like, look at yourself. And if you think, like, does it feel like, oh, I guess I am never really making compromises. Like, I understand, like, if a friend of mine was like, hey, I know you don't want to go to this party, I'm kind of nervous to go alone, but I really do want to go, would you come with me? That's like a different conversation. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that, like, I think conversely, I think there's a world where this other friend is the one that's actually not making compromises and is being like, friendship's about compromises. Yeah. But it's like, no, like, she doesn't have to come to everything with you. Like,
there's a balance.
I think Tali and I are both like violently independent people. So I think we err on the side of the caller where we're like, don't tell me what to do.
I feel like this person sounds like the type who's already done the inner looking inward and being like, I've done my inner work. I know that I'm not being too independent. Like, I think that she's compromised enough. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I feel like there is, well, this is my thing, right? Because I grew up very communal and very like community based and this and that, to a detriment. And I've had to do work to like get more into like what my needs are and stuff.
Right.
But I've been in so many situations with people who like, you know, part of my ethos and stuff is that like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever my friend wants to do because I know one day I will want them to have my back. And then when it's my turn, they're like, no, I'm not going, or I'm not doing it. And it's like, well, fuck, you know what I mean? And then that's totally fine. There's nothing, you know, I'll get frustrated and it'll pass. But it's ultimately like there's this thing out here where it's like, I don't owe anything to anyone. I'm going to do whatever you want. I'm going to do whatever I want. And that's totally fine. But then when you break up with someone, when you need someone, when you want to go to party, when you need a friend, with this and that, people are not going to be showing up for you because they'll return the same energy. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that the caller's wrong, or I'm not saying this and that. It is just, it's a balance. If your friend's too thirsty and they can't do shit by themselves, that's mad annoying. But if it's like, you're not going to go to anything with your friend that you don't want to do. Yeah. Like, that's like,
yeah, but I friendship think this caller is already doing enough of that. I think that
I didn't hear one thing where she was like, she wanted to go to this thing, so I'm going to go with her.
Yeah, she, I mean, to be fair,
she didn't say any of that.
And like, but so it's like, but we don't have all the details. So it's like, we don't. You have to listen to all of this. And then as the caller be like, which part is
true? Yeah. Listen, if you don't agree, if you feel like, no, but I went to a birthday, then fuck what I said, you know, but I'm just saying from what I heard, it's like, we went on a trip. I wanted to be alone. She wanted to do this thing and she got mad at me. And it's like, okay, well, did you guys do the thing that you want? You know, that's I'm coming on the defense of the friend that gives too much.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm very much a person who like, is a homebody, needs a lot of alone time. I'm very comfortable like staying in, not going to the party, etc. So like I get being in that place. I definitely am a person who even on a vacation like needs time to chill. Was just planning a vacation with a friend and I was like, we're gonna have to book our own separate hotel rooms because I have to have my own personal space. Like I, whatever. So I very much like vibe with what her boundaries are, but it is a thing of like if you're in a situation where you are constantly putting this boundary down in a hard way, that's kind of the vibe I'm getting is like, are you compatible with your friend?
Well, I think that's what she said at the beginning is I don't, I'm is tired it okay of their bullshit that I'm, yeah,
or whatever.
Is
which
it okay
I also flagged that too, which is like, I think there's a mixture of like, am I in the wrong? Also, are you hanging out with the right people? Like, I think she sounds like she's a junior in college. She's young. Like, I think part of this is also finding like at this point in my life, like I feel like most of my friends and I are very aligned on our like alone time needs and stuff. And like when I go on vacation with like my friends, I also know which friends to go on vacation with.
Yeah.
But there's a very easy flow to it because we kind of know like, oh yeah, like I'm going to go, like it's that thing of like if someone's like, I'm going to go on a walk and get us coffees. It's like, and it's like sometimes I'm saying that, that's my way of saying like, I need 20 minutes alone.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it like a favor, but like I just need 20 minutes alone. Like,
yeah.
That's, I think that like you learn that stuff as you get older. So that might also be part of it.
And also I have friends who I'm going to go to the party with, and I have friends who were just going to chill and drink wine. And I, you know what I mean? That, like, that's like whatever. But it's also like, you know, I had to literally do something for me that was helpful. Was like, I literally do a tally of like, would this person do this shit for me?
Yeah. I mean,
or
that's
am
valid.
I going to, if are they, if I show up for them, are they showing up for me? And what, cause I have found so many unbalanced relationships where I was like, yo, I'm fucking doing all this stuff and this person's not even gonna whatever this and that. Like, this is not cool. So,
yeah, I'm not, it's not a like burn it all down, get rid of all your friends. No. But what my biggest advice to this caller is like, I think you need to find some more people who are on the same page as you. If this is coming up in your life all the time where it's this constant mismatch of like what you wanna do, where you wanna go, et cetera, with your friends, I think that you are missing some people in your life who are like on the same page with
and
you
can have a conversation, be like, hey, I don't really like these kind of things, like I prefer, I'm your friend for going to this kind of stuff. If you want to go to a museum or if you want to do this, I'm your girl. If you want to go to these parties, I'm not really down with that, and that's totally fine. And you can have a happy, healthy relationship. Not every friend has to be everything for everyone.
And definitely don't go on a one-on-one vacation with a friend who really wants to do a ton of activities and you don't like to do activities.
Okay, I'm truly nervous for this third call based on the title of it.
Oh, shit.
Hi, Kelly and Jake. Please keep this anonymous. This is very fucked up. My problem is with this guy in my friend group from high school. For context, we have been friends for 12 plus years at this point. This guy's technically my cousin, not like a first cousin, but definitely related. I have been married for about a year, and he just got married late last year to a girl in our group. I'm good friends with her and was a bridesmaid. He started acting fishy in July and tried to get me to go on a hike with him alone on mushrooms. I said no because my husband just had a feeling that something was off and revealed that he thinks this friend has a thing for me.
Cousin.
And to be fair, this friend specifically asked that I not tell anyone in our group about the hike, so I was a little weirded out, but didn't think my husband was correct because we're cousins. Yesterday, he texted me asking if he could talk to me about something secret and morally depraved, and, like, my heart sank because I knew. But I said yes. He said the following, more stuff before, but this is just the bad part. Yeah, so just between you and me, and I'm just curious, but do you recall in the past expressing attraction to me? I'm sorry because this is fucking whack for me to bring up, but I just want to talk about it if that's okay. You can tell me to fuck off if you want. Super weird. So I said, no, I don't recall that. Honestly, I don't feel that way, and like shut it down. And he essentially was like, oh, okay, so we're never going to mention this again and just go back to business as usual, right? And I said yes, because like I was in shock. But now I just don't really know what to do. I don't know whether to tell his wife. My best friend from outside of the group and my husband both think that I should not tell him or not tell his wife just because it could implode our entire friend group. And, like, there have been things in the past like this that he's done to girls not related to him, and she didn't leave. So we think that I would get blamed and basically lose all of my friends that I've had for so long. But I just am feeling anxious and icky, and I just want to throw up and never watch Game of Thrones again, I guess. I don't know. So any outside perspective would be super helpful, and I can send you an email with more context if you guys want. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
I don't want
I want the email. Any story that includes the words "he is technically my cousin" is never going to end in a place where we want to be.
This is one of those situations where I could do the work and try to think of like advice, but I'm going to tell you what I would do right now. I would pretend this shit never fucking happens. I would pretend.
I don't know. He's going to do it again.
No, yeah, but I'm not saying it's good advice. I'm telling you what I would do.
No, I think that is good advice. He said, okay, so we're just going to go back to business as usual. Yes, you don't talk this through. I think this is the type of person, I think certain people are kind of, you know, when people say, oh, they just want attention. That does come from a very real need of like people who are addicted to like stirring the pot. Like just want to have like serious, weird conversations and like be at top of mind for people. I think that this is, I'm not saying that your cousin isn't attracted to you. I'm sure you're super cute. I'm sure your cousin just loves you. But
he seems like he's interested.
He's interested in you. But I'm saying, like, I think he wants to have some sort of weird, like, affair, like something exciting, like a Game of Thrones in his real life. He's trying to stir the pot and just have, like, weird secret discussions behind closed doors. And if you just shut it down the way that you did and say, no, this never happened. Nope. You just never, ever address it again. You won't sort of feed the beast inside of him. You know what I mean?
I think that there's not enough for her to go to the girl with.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is I'm just like, it's not like the letter situation, because that was what kind of made me change my mind, where it's like, you have a letter, you have stuff. What
also,
she said,
just between you and me, and then she called a podcast.
Yeah, I know. And you know this is getting clipped.
What she has is that he invited her on this hike. Well, and I don't know if she has like proof that he invited her on the
hike. Inviting someone on a one-on-one hike to do mushrooms to make a romantic pass is one of the most fucked up things I've ever heard.
I was gonna say, there's no doubt that everyone in this story is white, but I mean,
I just feel like it is very crazy. I think that he will do this again.
He will do it again
in a more explosive way that will have evidence that will come back to him. I just feel like, for her to, what you are bringing upon yourself by going to her with kind of this evidence that he could spin as just, because the message that he sent to her, which I think is so interesting, is that he framed it as, remember you said you were attracted to me?
Yeah.
Which is like, and that's not what well, was happening.
Which I think kind of goes back to Talia's point, which is like, he's doing this in a way where he knows he's covering his own ass as he does it. Like,
yeah,
that's what I think.
He's just trying to have some excitement, and it's like a weird part of
thing. What a fucking loser. Yeah. I'm kind of, you've brought me around. I was at first, like, I'm always like, tell people, fuck it. Like, relationships will build and destroy all over again, but I get it. Like, there's not enough to go on. I'd keep my eye on the situation. Bet you could do it again.
Oh, we're keeping tabs on it. Like, we're keeping tabs. The man's low-jacked.
Yeah,
because it's but, fucking
like, we're not telling him.
Yeah. And it's probably like the stakes are probably what he's betting on. He's betting that like it's so fucking manipulative. Like he's not just hitting on some girl in the middle, like the girl, a girl he doesn't know. He's hitting on a girl whose life would blow up if she told anyone.
She also said that like he's done shit like this before with other girls who aren't his cousin, is what she said. So it's like, it's like, I think he's just someone who probably like got married and now his life is a little stable and he's bored. So he needs to shake shit up.
It's so sad because it's like, so sad, but sir, it's like, figure that out in your life. Because guess what? Guess what? I bet you if she tells him, gets a divorce, whatever, a year later, he's going to be sending her a 3-page letter. Like, absolutely. I miss you and this and that, and not posting his new bitch. You know what I mean? And it's like, heal.
This man's gonna slide into her DNA or like her ancestry DNA DMs. Like,
he's doing a 23andMe to try to find other people to find distant relatives. I just think that he is a manipulative person, clearly, because he did kind of cover his ass in a way that, like, if she were to take the evidence that she has, which I do think she's 100% right about his intentions.
She'd have to bring up this notion that perhaps once she said she was attracted to her cousin.
Yeah, and also
it's
like,
so insidious, actually.
He could just say like, oh no, I just wanted to go on a hike with my cousin, and like, no, she brought that up to me and I just wanted to make sure we were cool. That's what I was messaging her about.
So don't say shit. He's gonna come back.
But when this blows up again, I think you can add your information to the pile.
You're like wearing a wire when you're around him. Like, you're literally wearing a wire. Like, it's like, it's that level.
Yeah, but it's, I think the creepiest part of this very creepy story.
The kids that they would have?
I'm sorry, as a Dominican, Dominicans do fuck their cousins. It's not right, but it happens.
The royal family.
And it's just a thing. I cannot say I've never done it, but I'm just saying it happens. Okay. Whatever.
People are fucking cousins in this world.
People fuck their cousins. I'm saying, I'm going to say this. If it's a Latin American country and it's a majority indigenous or black population and you meet a blonde haired, blue eyed white person, there's some cousin fucking in there. They keep it. They want to keep the wealth in the family. I'm just saying. Situations are all around us. I'm just saying it's more common than you would think. It's happening all the time. But I'm just saying, keep a wire. Keep. You're an op now.
You're not going to his wife and you're not going to everyone. But obviously, you've told your husband. You're also telling like your two besties. Like, you do need some people in on
you need.
This.
You need to, because if you never said anything to anybody, then when the blow up happens, which it will 100%, then people be like, well, you never said it. And it's shady. And that's why I'm like, you just always want to be on the side, like, honest and truthful, because if shady shit happens, like, they can't put it on you because you were always 100. But like, don't say this.
Keep
and
this
also,
episode saved. Say, I went to a podcast and asked advice on this, and you can hear.
I just got to say, if your friend group, if something like this would fuck, they're not your real, friends. Like, you're gonna lose your friends because this guy's a creepy asshole.
Yeah.
Like, talk to the girl from before and don't go to a party together or whatever the fuck.
Damn. All right. All well, right. This has been Basic Training. Wow.
With Go Touch
Grass. With Go Touch Grass. Go to Go Touch Grass. Mm-hmm. Rate and review both of our podcasts.
Please.
And subscribe. And then if you want to call in, it's 929-269-4960. We love you.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.